church this morning. Happy Christmas to you, and welcome. We are very grateful to have Bertie here this morning. That's a real answer to prayer. That's good. We need your help, though, for Bertie and Sandra's transportation around various places. If you would see Pam, she has the calendar, and many of you have already talked to her about helping with transportation needs, and if you're able to do that, she'll give you the details. But we need to put some shoe leather and rubber to the road and be a help to Bertie and Sandra. There will also be no caroling on Thursday night, as was planned, as we have run into scheduling matters. And now we're going to pray, and then we're going to have an action-packed commercial. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity to celebrate Jesus' birth and his coming into the world. We pray that as we worship you this morning with our music, with our speaking, with our drama, with our giving, with our singing, we thank you for being attentive to our praise. Lord, we are very grateful to see Bertie in our midst this morning and other guests, and we just look to you to provide for each of the needs in our congregation. We thank you that you're a God who's a very present help in difficulties and that you're the rock upon which we stand. We love you and we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you change your hairstyle and I'm lost, right? Okay. I told my students, if you wear the same thing and sit in the same seat every week, I'll know your name by the end of the semester. I do know all your names. We're going to read our scripture together, and there are four slides, so we'll read out of John today. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He was in the world, and through world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing again. Our Father in heaven, thank you for these truths, and we pray that we would lock these things into our hearts and understand who you are and what you did for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you'll stand, we'll sing Silent Night.
Holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
will sing What Child Is This?
Jesus, and he came to save. Yes, Mom. That's when the car broke down. I don't know. There's a man looking at it right now. I can't believe we found someone who would even look at it tonight. Well, I said I don't know. The man's telling us it's the timing chain, but Joe doesn't believe him. The timing chain, Mom. Well, I don't know what it is. Just our luck. Well, we had no choice in the matter, Mom. We had to come. I know it's the dead of winter. I told you, we didn't have any choice. I don't know how we're gonna get home now. Yeah, I think I'm getting a cold. Came on yesterday. It's no wonder. I'm so run down. I'm so tired. No, Joe's not here right now. He's finding a place for us to stay. Mom, we can't find anything. Nothing. I don't know what it is. We can't find a room anywhere. I just don't know what we're gonna do. I just don't know. I just feel so alone, Mom. I feel so cold. I know. I'm trying to be strong. Joe's doing his best. I've never felt closer to him. I know. Well, we looked everywhere, Mom, everywhere. Some places won't even answer the bell, but Joe says he can see him hiding in the back. The whole world's in town, seems like. Joe says he's about ready to go knocking down people's front doors. Why is this happening? What did I do? Something wrong? Can't we ever get ahead? Is this the way it's always gonna be? I don't think I've ever felt this tired before, Mom. My knees feel like rocks, and my eyes hurt when I close them. My water broke, Mom. A little while ago. No, I haven't told him. Mom, he went crazy with guilt when I told him I had a cold. How do you think he'd feel about this? Tell me what to do. I can't come home. Getting out here took all of our money. No, we don't have Blue Cross. Get a doctor? Mom, we were lucky enough to find a mechanic tonight. I can't ask for two miracles. Joe says he'll find us a place to stay. I know he will. Besides, when he finds this out, nothing will stop him. He'll build us a room if he has to. I just feel so alone, Mom. We've already been through so much, and now this. Now. just want to lay my head on a pillow. I want to close my eyes. And what is it, Joe? I'm talking to Mom. No, he's with me right now. I'm about to find out. What'd you find out? A what? Joe, no, I can't do that. I can't believe anyone would expect us to. Are you sure? There's nothing else. Joe, no, Joe, don't cry. It's okay. I'll be fine. I'm just tired. No, yeah, we found a place to stay. What? He wants to know if it has clean sheets. Well, it's not quite as nice as that, Mom. But Joe promises it will be warm. I just want it to be warm.
And his Mary about to birth the Savior of the world. His wife said, go and see who's knocking. He ran down to the gate, unlocked it. The moment he heard Mary's cry, he couldn't look them in the eye. Denied them and went back to bed. When his wife asked who was there, he said, gypsies begging at the door. Told them we don't have room for any more. And closed the door. It was just a girl. He tried to sleep but wasn't able. He snuck out to the dirty stable. The two had found for covering. And later in her suffering, keeper knelt outside the barn, and in the light of that great star, he prayed, what have I done? He's just a babe, just minutes old, there trembling in the hay. I could have found a room for them to stay. I'm so ashamed. He's just a babe. Jesus there among humanity, just a babe, just minutes old, there trembling in the hay, staring at his mother in the face. She's just a girl, just a girl. Does she even know that she just changed the world? Save the world. Does Mary know that he will save the world?
genuinely appreciated the work that's gone into this morning. I was reading a devotional this month by A.W. Tozer. It was 28 days in preparation for Christmas. A.W. Tozer was a good theologian and preacher of many years ago. He's with the Lord now. But you know, sometimes things just kind of whack you in the head as you read. I don't know about you, but I have that experience periodically. Tozer mentioned in John chapter 1, and you've read these verses many times. In fact, we read it this morning about he came. He said just those two one-syllable words, and if you typed it out, it's seven spaces, is really the root of our theology. When you stop and think about it, God came to earth. And, well, why did he do that? Well, to deal with our sin problem, but I'd like to explore that for a few minutes about he came. Who came? We read that again this morning in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Creator came. A few verses later, it says, nothing came into being that came into being apart from him. In other words, he's the Creator. The Creator came and walked on the earth. The Word is the Creator. In fact, a little bit later in verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh. He lived here. He dwelt among us. And that's an amazing thing. The world didn't recognize him, though. He didn't come with the name tag saying, I'm the Creator, did he? And yet he did miracles. He claimed to be who he said he was. I mean, he claimed to be God, and he did miracles that certainly demonstrated he was God. As you read through the Gospels, what do you find? He stilled the storm. He healed the sick. He made the blind to see and the lame walk, cast out demons, stilled the storm. All those things only God can do. Forgave sins, as a matter of fact. Well, the Creator came. We read that this morning. The Good Shepherd came. One of the verses that I remember memorizing years ago was in John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. Now, maybe you're thinking, I don't have abundant life, and we often think of abundance in terms of what? Material things. But that's really not what it's talking about. It is talking about a rich and satisfying life. I appreciate the translation of the New Living Translation. Jesus came as the Good Shepherd to give us a rich and satisfying life. When you stop and think of what you have in Jesus Christ, if you know him as your personal Savior, what do you have? You have forgiveness of sins. You have a clear conscience. You have a different value system. You have correct attitudes, a different purpose in life. All those things you have, and that gives a rich and satisfying life. You can go to bed at night saying, I'm a child of God because he gave his life for me. The Good Shepherd came. But first, in order to get that abundant life, Jesus said in another place in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, I came to seek and save the lost. I was picturing Jesus with one of those reflective vests with search and rescue on the back. Can you picture that? I wonder if anybody would have said, what are you doing here with that back then? Maybe a skit could be put together with what Jesus might have really looked like just based on what he said he was going to do. But he came to seek and save the lost. Remember, it's God the Creator, God the Good Shepherd, coming here to do what we could not do for ourselves, our need. In John chapter 6, and a lot of these things are taken from John, but you can go through and find them yourselves. In John chapter 6 and verse 41, Jesus said, I am the bread of life that came out of heaven. The Jews were angry at him that he called himself the bread of life. But he says, I came as the bread of life out of heaven. And a little bit later in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he'll live forever. The bread which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. She died on the cross. But remember, the Jews were thinking that Moses gave them manna, but Jesus says, I am the living bread that came to sustain you. You know, everyone's hungry for something, isn't it? Appetite is a good motivator to sustain our lives, but the problem is there's all sorts of stuff out there that we could eat that's not good for our bodies. There's stuff that's not good for our souls. There's stuff that's not good for our spirits. We can take the wrong stuff and think that we're sustaining ourselves, and yet really, unless we're coming to the bread of life, the Word of God in every way, Jesus as well as the Scripture, we are not going to be sustained. But Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I came from heaven to meet your need and your basic need. The stiller of the storm came. After the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sent the disciples across the Sea of Galilee, and he saw what was going on, and the winds and the waves were against them. These guys were rowing. They were straining at the oars, and the New Living Translation says they weren't getting anywhere. Does that describe your life? You're doing stuff, and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere? You know, when you're not getting anywhere and you're straining to do something, what happens? We get frustrated, don't we? We also get angry with the people around us. Can you imagine the argument that was going on in the boat that night? These guys are pulling on the oars and they're not getting anywhere. Could you imagine that conversation? These guys are getting angry with each other. Why don't you row harder? Well, I am. Why don't you row harder? You know, we get angry with people when we get frustrated. But the Bible says in Mark chapter 6 and verse 48, he came to them, and when he got in the boat, Jesus was walking on the water. When he got into the boat, things stopped. Everything calmed down. I remember my sister writing to me some time ago, and I'm sure it wasn't original with her, but she said, sometimes God stills the storm, and other times he stills his child. You know, sometimes it's the stillness in our heart in the midst of the storm. The storm may rage, but we can have a peace in our heart that makes a difference in how we see things and how we live. So the stiller of the storm came. I'm also thinking that the resurrection and the life came. When Jesus was in the area of Galilee, it says he came and touched the coffin of a young man who had died. The story is about a widow. She had already lost her husband. Now she lost her only son. And in Nain, Jesus came there, and he said he touched the coffin, and he restored this boy, this young man, to his mom. A little while later in the book of John, we read in chapter 11 of Jesus coming to the tomb. He came to the tomb. Whose tomb was that? It was Lazarus's tomb. And he came to the sisters, to Mary and Martha and their family and their friends, and what did he do? He called Lazarus from the tomb. He raised the dead in both of those situations. Now, God may not be raising the dead today in the same way that he did back then, only a few times. We don't read about that happening very often in the Gospels, but he can do it. Why? Because he is the resurrection and the life. And that's a special thing as well. And then the Redeemer came. John 12, Jesus was saying to his people, do you think I'm shrinking back from this hour? Because it's only a matter of hours before Jesus would be crucified. He says, do you think I'm shrinking back from this? It was for this reason or this purpose I came. He came, why? To die as the Redeemer. That was one of the reasons. I mean, we've already listed a number of reasons, but he's really getting to the heart of the matter. I came to die. I came to redeem you, to buy you out of the marketplace of sin and slavery and to set you free. That's why he came. And then we read at the end of the book of John in chapter 20, the resurrected Savior came. Jesus didn't stay dead. He didn't stay in the tomb. He rose again. And he came to his disciples. It says they were in the room. They were huddled there because of fear of the Jews, and Jesus came to them, and he commissioned them to go and tell the good news that he's alive. The sins had been paid for. He verified that by rising from the dead, and now he wants that announced. And Jesus promised that he would rise, and he did. And what do we have today as we celebrate Christmas? Jesus came, but what is true, he's coming again. One of my favorite verses is John 14:3. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, what is it? I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So, as we look at Christmas, we can squeeze it into two little words, seven spaces long. He came, right? He did. He's coming again. I hope that as you read through the Gospels, you will find those places, because over and over again, he says, I came. I came for this reason. It's not just to die. He came to do all those things. But yes, there was a focal point that ended at the cross and then was capsulized in the resurrection when he rose again. And that's what we celebrate today. Isn't it? Yes, it is. Let's thank the Lord for that, and then we'll sing. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love for us and for what you did in coming. Father, help us not miss the simplicity, but yet the import of what you did, of walking into our world in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of the difficulties, and you came to do all these things, to give us an abundant life, to seek and save the lost, to give us the sustenance that we need on a daily basis, and we just praise you for doing that. Lord, as we lift our hearts, we pray that you would receive our worship this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I forgot to mention about the songs, and a couple, I'm sure that you've heard these. How many kings would step down from their thrones? How many lords would abandon their homes? How many greats would become least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is all torn apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? You know? One. And that's Jesus. Let's sing again, okay?
Sing with joy, angels we have heard on high.
Chelsea's